Newsbeat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
It's exactly 2 p.m. the 19th day in the month of July 2023. Good afternoon, dear listener. Welcome for News in English. Let's take a look at the top stories. URI applauds a long of increased revenue realized in 2023. Also, Lira City faces staff a shortage crisis in health services. Lastly, schools in Kenya close over cost of living protests. Once again, a good afternoon. These and many more. So many thanks for tuning in the news in full detail. My name is Priscilla Awidiola. Uganda Revenue Authority has lauded the taxpayers in Lango sub-region for the growth in the revenue collection in 2023. This pronouncement was made during the launch of the electronic receipts in Lira City, a campaign that is intended at improving fair avenue for taxpayers to pay taxes amicably. Well, at the moment, the tax collection percentage stands at 35% in the 9 districts of Lango sub-region. Geoffrey Mujaba, the URIA station head at Lira office, said the clients have cooperated with them, a reason they have registered good revenue collection unlike in other years. Now, with the introduction of electronic receipts, Mujaba believes that a revenue payment by taxpayers will even improve, since this will now be kept in one record. Walter Otenga, Boda Boda cyclist in Lira City, said the electronic receipt will help them operate their businesses without incurring other costs, such as transport for reaching, putting to the URA offices. A total of 312 of VATA registered taxpayers in Lango sub-region who are being managed by the Lira office. Elsewhere, Lira City health officials are concerned about the shortage of staff in the department to provide essential health and office services to residents. Currently, the city health department is operating with only 89 out of the required 175 staff members across health facilities, city and division health offices. This staffing level is equivalent to 51%, falling below the national recommended minimum of at least 75%. The shortage is evident in various positions, such as having only one health assistant out of the required 13, three senior clinic officers out of the needed 7, 14 enrolled nurses instead of the required 23, and 13 midwives out of 16. Furthermore, the city health office, which should have 10 staff members, currently has only one, the principal medical officer. Mr. Bernard Otuchu, the Lira City principal medical officer, expressed his concern regarding the impact of this staffing gap on service delivery at all levels. He also highlighted that the situation is expected to worsen when the facilities currently undergoing upgrades become operational, as the city is currently not authorized to recruit new staff. Lira City comprises 2 referral facilities, 1 general hospital, 1 LC5, 10 health center 3 facilities, and 3 health center 2 facilities. The department relies on volunteers in both the office and 17 government-funded health facilities, as well as 472 village health teams, those are VHTs, and 95 community health extension workers for support. Making news elsewhere, the Forum for Democratic Change is in crisis. The party is facing a major leadership challenge as internal divisions deepen. While the dispute centers on allegations that the party received a mysterious funding leading up to the 2021 general elections, some FDC members believe that the money came from President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, while others believe that it came from a legitimate source. The party's National Executive Committee established a committee to investigate the allegations, but the committee has yet to release its findings. Well, in the meantime, the party has suspended its elections, which were originally scheduled to take place on the 17th of July. The dispute has led to a number of high-profile resignations from the party, including that of Ibrahim Semujunganda, the FDC whip in parliament. Semuju has accused the party leadership of being corrupt and of trying to silence those who raise concerns about the mysterious funding. Other prominent FDC members who have resigned in the recent weeks include Kampala Lord Mayor Arius Lukwago, Buheju Member of Parliament Francis Mujuche, and former Kagoma Member of Parliament Dr. Francis Nawiso. While the resignations have left the FDC in disarray, the party is now effectively leaderless, and it is unclear how this will move forward. The current crisis in the FDC is a sign of the challenges that opposition parties face in Uganda. The ruling National Resistance Movement has been in power for over 30 years, and it has a well-oiled machine for suppressing dissent. The FDC is one of the most prominent opposition parties in Uganda, but it has struggled to maintain a unity. The current crisis could further weaken the party and make it even more difficult to challenge the NRM. In case you have just tuned in, you're listening to our latest news edition this afternoon, broadcasting live on 90.3 LBS. Out of Uganda, schools in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, and the coastal town of Mombasa have been shut indefinitely as 3 days of nationwide cost of living protests kicked out on Wednesday. Last week's violent protests resulted in the deaths of at least 14 people. Police Chief Jabeth Kome has declared the anti-tax hike protests illegal, even though the High Court had on Monday rejected a request to declare them illegal. During similar protests last Wednesday, the police shot at least 10 people. More than 50 school children were also tear gassed while in their classroom in Nairobi and were subsequently rushed to the hospital in unconscious state. While there have been reports of police firing tear gas canisters at protesters in the neighborhoods around Nairobi, protesters armed with crude weapons have also beargetted roads in Western Kenya and extorted money from road users. Human rights organizations have strongly criticized the police for what they call their excessive use of force. Now, local and international groups and foreign diplomats have expressed deep concerns over the situation in Kenya, urging dialogue to address the issues at hand. And now we take a look at the top stories one more time. URA applauds Lango for increased revenue realized in 2023. Also, Lira City faces tough shortage crisis in health services. Less schools in Kenya close over cost of living protests. And with this, we come to the end of our news this afternoon. Many thanks to stay tuned to 90.3 LBS. My name is Priscilla Widowula. Up next is The Variety Show. Have a good afternoon.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.